What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Sergeant Don, and we're speaking today with Officer Brandon Long of the Hillier Police Department about this year's Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Ohio.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling today and talking with me about the Torch Run. I know it's been a couple years since you guys have been able to do it.
Officially, yeah. So the last couple of years, we've sort of had to adjust and do a run-your-own-way format where their people could, teams could kind of form and do satellite runs, or individuals could go out and fundraise and do a run. But this is the first time in, a couple of years that we've been able to gather collectively as a formed run and kind of work our way through the state and ultimately end in Columbus for the Summer Games this weekend.
Yeah, that's very exciting. That the athletes are able to be back in person, and I coached track and field Special Olympics a long time ago, and it's always a great event to go out there and help the athletes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, during COVID, it was so tough because they're missing their sports, they're missing their friends, they're just missing that collective. So I'm sure they're excited to get back to the state.
So tell me about the Law Enforcement Torch Run and how it progresses around the state. I know you guys just did yours in Hilliard, and it must have been a hot day for that, too.
It was, yeah. So I actually, I just finished a stint on the motorcycle. So I was on our traffic unit on the motorcycle, and I think this is my sixth year on the motorcycle, and then just transferred up to our detective bureau. So you kind of get used to the heat when you're riding around on a hot motorcycle just sitting on the pavement all day long. But it was, yeah. So luckily ours started at 11 o'clock, so we got a little bit ahead of the peak before we did it. But as far as the Torch Run, 2022 marks the 41st year of the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics. So for anybody that doesn't know, Special Olympics' largest grassroots movement is the Law Enforcement Torch Run. And back in 1981, it started in Wichita, Kansas. So now it's spanning more than 45 countries. And, officers around the world are just trying to change lives of the people with intellectual disabilities and spread awareness about inclusion and the importance of our athletes and bringing them in and recognizing them for the wonderful people and athletes that they are. So in Ohio specifically, Monday started our runs, and everything kind of worked its way to the center of Ohio. And on Friday, we will meet at the Highway Patrol Academy and do our final leg, and that will head toward Jesse Owens Stadium at OSU. And we'll run in with the torch, and an athlete and an officer are going to use that torch to light the cauldron, which will signify the official start of the weekend competition.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So tell me, I know you've got about 170 participants here in the state. Your goal was 41 teams. We're a little close to that. And you wanted to raise $41,000 to support the athletes. And you were really, really close on that, too. How do you guys raise that money for the athletes?
Well, so what we really try to do, it's an online platform for donations. And so we suggest officers to sign up. And the website is ohiotorchrun.org. If they go to that site, they can join individually. They can create a team. Join so different departments can raise money. So for instance, our Hilliard team right now is in fifth place in the state, and we have just shy of $3,000. So we get members to sign up on the page, create teams, sign a waiver, and then they can share that across social media platforms, through email, however they wish, and encourage friends, family, anybody to support the mission and raise those funds for our Special Olympics Ohio athletes. And then that all goes back to supporting their sports endeavors, healthy athletes programs, and other things.
So, Brandon, obviously Hilliard Police Department is a big supporter of the Law Enforcement Torch Run and Special Olympics. How's the rest of the Central Ohio turnout? I mean, we want to, get that brotherly love a little bit, give them a little dig if they're not participating.
Well, actually, right now, I'll give a shout out to the Ohio State University Police Department. They're number one in the state with $4,500. So they are leading everybody. They've come in strong. I know OSP is a huge supporter of this, and Colonel will be out running, or at least he told me he's going to be out running with us on Friday, and he came out earlier to Cleveland for a stop for the USA Games final leg and ran with us up there. So Columbus is going to show out in a big force. They're going to have their bicycle officers there, their motorcycle officers, and I'm sure a few runners as well. So we'll have a pretty big turnout. I've talked to some people from some other departments around the suburbs here. So hopefully we're going to have a huge turnout. If nobody has done it, I would encourage anybody that's interested, that is a law enforcement member, come out and run in that final leg with us at 6 p.m. at the Highway Patrol Academy. When you run into the stadium and you see all of these athletes, their enthusiasm, their excitement, they are just jacked up, and it is infectious. It just really gets inside, and it makes me excited, and it gets me excited for the entire weekend. I mean, they are so happy to see us driving in, and just the stadium lights up. And if you haven't done it, you need to do it.
I agree wholeheartedly. I being around those athletes, you know, they're just full of unconditional love, and they love everybody that helps out, and they certainly love law enforcement there too.
You know, the relationship, I think, it's a beautiful relationship. Speaking for our community and my own experience, I would rather have these interactions, right? I want to get to know the community. I want to humanize the badge. I want to show people who we are as individuals, both as law enforcement and as our Special Olympics athletes. We have so much to offer as people beyond whatever our intellectual disability is or our uniform is. And so I think coming together is just a wonderful combination. And I also like to have these chances for our officers and our athletes to get to know each other, because I don't want that first time to be during a crisis call or something like that. So I want that the comfort with the uniform to be there, and they could see us as those people that they know from the Torch Run and other community events when we may have to help intervene during a crisis. And again, that not be the first time where that uniform can be overwhelming, that badge, that all the gear that we have.
Well, great. Well, Officer Brandon Long with the Hilliard Police Department, I certainly appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.